bless you, Jesus. I saw just a mini vision in that. Just for a moment, I saw Him stand over us, stand over this property, and stand over this day. He stood over us with His garment, and His garment just covered us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
He is so pleased.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're in the Father. Because we're in Him. I am dead, and you're dead to fleshly appetites. And you're declared this. You're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You'd think after a week like last week, we'd just about comb through anything. But as we worship a little bit more, if you're here this morning and you're representing a need, I felt also that you should be prayed for. Maybe you or you're standing for somebody. So let's just worship a little bit more. And if you have a need, you might as well enjoy the day. So come and represent the day. Represent Him. Hallelujah. So come on. If you need something otherwise, we'll do something a little different a little bit. Just stand right here. Jesus, cut us off. Hallelujah. Forever I've been changed. Love, love, love. Look at you. If you're here this morning and you say, well, I haven't really been serving Him very long, or I've not been serving Him at all. I don't care if you came out of the bars last night. I don't care if you woke up someplace you shouldn't have woke up this morning. There is a love in this house and a love in Him that accepts you just the way you are. But it doesn't leave you the way you are. It'll change you. Hallelujah. It'll change you. So what do I got to do? Do I got to give a big offering this morning? Oh, no. Got to sign a petition? Oh, no. Got to join a church? Oh, no. Let's make it real hard. I know a name. His name is Jesus. Just say, Jesus, I just need You, and I receive You into my life. I receive You and change me. And you give Him enough authority through the asking of change, He'll sweep into your life. Yeah, the first things He'll begin to tell you is, oh, let's see if I can say this without being partial, but I can't. Like if you found truth and you said, wow, every time I get around that, it makes me feel better. Well, wouldn't you want to be around it all the time? So unless somebody's got you hostage on our services, this building is open up to you 2 and 3 times a week. And if I was on a journey and trying to make it into a place of more happiness, more peace, more freedom, I'd be here every time the doors open, or as much as I could. As much as I could. That's the best advice I can give you. Because He'll go home with you. But while you're in a fight, and while you're trying to discover the next place in your life, it would be false humility for me to tell you not to be here. Be here. Just stumble in the door. Stumble in the door and hate everybody. Just be here. Stumble in the door and be just about half sober, but be here. Stumble in the door and be high, but be here. Because somewhere on this journey, His love will get so strong, you'll turn around and you'll go to shave one day or put your makeup on one day and you'll say, oh my God, I'm not the person I once was. I got intercepted by His love. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing a little bit more about that love, I guess. Hallelujah. Just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Didn't we have a wonderful week? I can tell you, Pastor Dave, had the time of his life. He got blessed spiritually, and he was saying things. He said, I don't know when I've ever said certain things like this, and which makes me feel privileged that we were all part of some first-time things. And then he shared some things that the Lord had said with him about his future that he had never said. And he got it right here while he was ministering to us. Revival for us is not a question. It's only a concern of getting us ready for it. It's a matter of fact. And that's not a boast in ourselves. We just know who He is. Because knowing who He is as our Father, then it's simple obedience. It's simple just, okay, following Him. And so I loved what Dave said this past week. He said, I'd heard him say, and all of you'd heard me say in repetition, to like the path to the miracle or revival or what have you, that say your personal life, the path to the answer is just as sovereign as the answer itself. Like you're wanting this, but it's within, seems like it's just beyond arm's reach. Well, you get on the path, that is the wisdom of the gospel and all truth that He's added to us by the Holy Spirit. You can rest assured while He's working that for you, that is that's just as sure, all of that that's working for you. It's just as God as when you receive the end result. So the great thing is this, whatever your tomorrow is, if you're giving any amount of time to the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, then you don't even have to think about your next week. Like right turn, left turn, what about the decision? It's already made for you. And it'll be made for you in wisdom and revelation. So when you get there, He's already been there. And that's already a foregone conclusion inside of you. So nothing you ever face, really, is first time. You've already been there because He's already been there. And you're resting in Him. And so, guess what? You've got victory even before the battle gets here to pose itself as a battle. Hallelujah. You've got the victory. It's that dominion that we live in. Jesus said, 14, John, He said that He was going away. But He said, when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, comes, He will not speak of Himself, but He will speak that which He hears. And He said, my peace I leave with you. He said, I leave my peace with you. My peace I give, not as the world gives peace. My peace I give to you. It's my peace. Now it becomes your peace. Hallelujah. So it's not as the world, and what the contrast was this, the world has to have everything lining up. If I ask any of you today, how many of you, your life is perfect? You don't have any challenges right now. Every bill is paid, not an ache in your body, not a sour word between you and somebody else, no bad dreams, no atmosphere that ever comes in the home at all. I mean, you'd either have to lie or you'd be in heaven. I like what Dave said. He said the people that get up here and minister, and he's not just talking about me and Homer. He's talking about you as believers and are really on the walk. He said, you get up here, you get up and minister being black and blue. And the black and blue wasn't because the flesh was beating you out of it. It's because you've been in battle. But a lot of times, you won't try something. You won't try to push in further. You won't try to do something that you know makes the devil mad. Because what will happen is you know that he's going to try to come and challenge that. But here's the beautiful part. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. So part of everything that you and I are called to, this is what we're called to. We're called to walk in dominion, sure enough. And when dominion has its full-blown work, let's say in the natural, you will find those seasons where it seems like, wow, everything's real still and quiet. And things are, but it may be right around the corner that there'll be a big rage. There'll be something that'll come in and push itself against you. That doesn't mean you lost the dominion. It just means it's an opportunity for that which was reigning in you to now reign again until it reigns to the outward limbs and pushes all of that that the devil comes at you with. So a lot of times God will ask something from you like, why don't you as a group or as an individual launch out? Do you know that? You know that the enemy doesn't like that. You can take one or two positions. You can say, well, I don't want to do that because I'm in a real comfortable position. Haven't lost my temper lately. Haven't failed God lately. My prayer time's real steady. I'm real this, I'm real that. You know, it's like right where you want me to be, God. It seems like this is the Mary Poppins life that I've been asking for a long time. This is the victory that I've been asking for. Listen, I'll tell you where God is. His greatest pleasure is in this. When you as an individual, male or female, say, look, I'll cross the line and I'll even take the chance that in moving in with God, the enemy will come and try to put me in a battle that'll might be a little black and blue. In other words, you're a little sore. You're a little sore from the wage of war. Listen, most of all of everything you learn in the Spirit is on the job training. It's on the job training. So it's like while you're walking through it, you're having to learn how to go to the next place and how to fight. You can live in an isolated world and say, okay, I'm going to stay over here. I don't even really want to know what's going on in the church or anybody else's battles. And I sure don't want to have my own by unleashing the devil if I really start witnessing or praying in tongues a lot. But guess what? I don't listen to too much. In fact, it's been years. But I grew up on country music. But Garth Brooks had a song. He said, you're not even living unless you're living inside the fire. Standing inside the flames. That's where life's at. Do you step out and say, okay, there's a hungry world out there. It's demonic. It's messed up. And if I step into it, then wait, what's going to happen to me? We already got an example of three Hebrew children, they called them. Three young men. Even under the shadow, it said, they said, we will not. We will not. We will not bow our knee to the world. To your idol, Nebuchadnezzar, we will not. Oh, but if we do burn up, you get some ultra faith people say, you better not ever use the word but. Oh, you could if you knew this. His love is the greatest thing. It'll always deliver you. They said, he'll either deliver us on this side or the other side. But one thing about it, you're telling us we've got to fall down and worship your idol. Our God will come and He'll deliver us. But if He doesn't, burn us up anyway. Burn us up anyway because we will not submit. So here's the deal. We've had a wonderful week. And today is a day of dominion. Tomorrow will be also. And next week and next year. But we will not stop fighting. We will not stop fighting. The winners are not those that are the most talented and never run into. I don't know if you're on the walk unless you're coming to me and telling me, well, I blew it last Friday, or I blew it last week, or there's a presence come to my home. What's wrong with us, Pastor? A presence come to our home. It means you're doing everything right. Wow. You're doing everything right. He's trying to stop you. The only thing is, He's not going to be able to. Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. And my peace I give, here's the deal. Circumstances has nothing to do with peace. In other words, if you're going through a whole lot of things, guess what? In fact, if you'll let it, the worse it gets around you, the more peace you'll have. It's like some kind of thing that goes exactly opposite. It's like the more He comes, the more you'll have. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Just lift your hands one more time with me. I love You, Jesus. I worship You and glorify You. You are so wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 We bless You. Thank You for Your great grace. And thank You that You go in front of us, Father, and that Immokalee is in revival. And that the blind do see, and all of those miracles that we commonly list are made manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.